Welcome to the DS106 Good Spell, Mantras and Cones that delve into the open online course Digital Storytelling 106. Each episode, we will cover one of the 106 bullet points written by Mariana Funes. This is the third episode, episode 2. You can catch up with episodes 0 and 1 at http://tinyurl.com/106bullets. My name is John Johnson and I'm in Glasgow, Scotland, and I'm joined of course by Mariana Funes. Mariana, how are you tonight?
I'm good, John. Hi, good evening everyone, whoever everyone might be.
Well, if you're listening, if you throw out a wee tweet, it would be nice to know to know people are going. And you know what I've done? I've forgotten to play a bumper, so I'm just going to play the bumper now instead of at the start. How about that?
Sounds good.
We will now head into the jungle and see what we can find.
DS106 Good Spell in 106 bullets.
And that was the first of our, I suppose, guest bumpers, you could call them, Mariana, that we'll be playing over the next wee while. And thanks very much to Alex Chaucer, who submitted that as a DS106 Daily Create this week. And it just passed me by, I'm afraid. I must have been looking elsewhere on Friday because I didn't see that one. I normally check the Daily Creates every day, so it just passed me by. And I'm sure it would be delighted if people would post more
and we will be using and playing the other ones that we've had this week, so thank you everyone. We started with Alex particularly because he is a new arrival to the S106 Open, and we wanted to just say welcome and do something nice for him.
Cool. And the other thing is, if you do post one, it'd be lovely if you would make it downloadable, because that means I can pull it down into iTunes and it's easier to play than in Skype and then in Nicecast and broadcast it. Anyway, to get on with the show, Mariana, the last show we were talking about glitching, and you used a quote from one participant, Seth Goodman, and you're going to use another one this week, and again, come to DS106 to find your inner glitch.
So yes, Seth, I hope that he's able to listen to us tonight. Seth was not able to do a lot of the glitch art work that we did towards the end of the S106 Headless last year, but he was really interested and was, you know, following it all on Google Plus, hence a lot of the commenting and so on, because he was following what we were doing. And I guess the kind of basic thing around this particular bullet was Seth and I have had various conversations around how the S106, on the one hand, it's about learning how to use lovely tools, finding out about new tools and techniques, but actually at another level, if one chooses to use it that way, it's something that can really help help with self-reflection, that can really help with personal development, because you are having to engage in the open way, in the open web, in a particular way. And if you choose to reflect and see how you are within that, it can be used in that way. And that was his quote about the inner glitch and finding your inner glitch.
So the other thing earlier on last week, we were talking about glitches as mistakes. I think somebody mentioned in the Google Plus group of this idea of, if we do it on purpose, if you make a mistake on purpose, is it still a mistake? Which is probably, no, it's not a mistake. It's a glitch. I don't know. It's one of these round and round.
It was, It was Ron over on Google Plus, and it is an interesting dynamic, and I did think about that, you know, watching Nick Britt's tutorial as well, because particularly with glitch art, what happens is often, you know, you don't know what it is that you are going to get. So you are making a mistake in that sense, because you are in some way interfering with a file. But you know, because whether, you know, when it's purposeful, is that a mistake? It was an interesting dialogue that Ron, I, and yourself had over in Google Plus. I wonder if he's listening today. He might decide to maybe send us a tweet on a bit saying a bit more about what he you know, what he was thinking around that. He did also say that he was going to have a look at the tutorial, and that he would come back to us and talk about it some more.
Well, we'll look forward to that, Ron. Mariana, you, the initial idea of this inner glitch you discussed in a post you made on your blog, or was it a post that was made on gifis.us. Do you want to maybe dig into that a wee bit?
We can say a bit about that. So again, this week, trying to remind myself of, you know, where some of the bullet points had come from, I did go digging a little to find out. And the start of this inner glitch idea was the I actually did an animated GIF from a music creation tool that exists. It's called the Tokyo City Symphony, and from that I kind of glitched, you know, I glitched something, and I posted it on Google Plus, and that started the conversation with Seth that we were just referring to. About the same time, we had started doing something that we called a collaborative animated GIF story, and Michael's up a site for us called giphy.us, and the idea behind the site was that a number of us would create animated GIFs, and that we would tell a story through an animated GIF, and just having, you know, a short bit of text, but just, you know, each one of us would post a story and an animated GIF, and that somehow would create a story over time. And we did do that for quite a while through the Headless 13, and in fact the glitch from the Tokyo, the animated GIF that I did from the Tokyo Symphony thing was one of the first ones that I posted on giphy.us, basically referring to the idea of one of the characters in the story that we had having got lost in Tokyo and composed a symphony. So then I posted on this site the actual animated GIF plus the symphony that I had created on the TokyoCitySymphony.com. So there is sound as well as the glitched animated GIF on this site.
Okay, here's a sound. And some random glitching coming in after there.
And we'll talk a bit more about this next week. Hopefully we can get Seth to maybe come in as a guest, because as a result of this, and because he liked all of this conversation, he then took a still photo of the animated GIF, and then, you know, still using it as his Twitter avatar, because he liked it so much.
That shows his inner GIF. Do you want to then sort of go a wee bit more? Some of the ideas that you've jotted down here about are referring to relationships inside DS-106, how you relate to other people, and how you relate to making art?
Well, part of what I was, you know, what was behind, you know, this bullet point was reflecting on how much the relationships that we form when you are actually all together participating in a on a run of the S106, how much the relationships really are built around some of the stories that we tell. So, you know, I do wonder, for example, you know, now as we talk about the glitch art and we talk about the animated GIFs and all this, you know, the collaborative GIFing and all of these things that we did that are in some sense meaningful to us who were working on it and doing it together. I wonder to what extent these things can have any meaning to, say, people like Alex, who's joining, you know, this week, and who kind of did not share with that. And of course, there's been previous runs of the S106 where there's been a theme, there's been something, and there's something as a kind of different stories that get shaped and formed and shared by the participants, and then, you know, things move on. And so that was really the reflection that you know, sometimes how much of it is about, you know, sort of shared storytelling, and how much maybe does it, you know, both include and exclude different people in time, depending on when they might be listening to it all.
Yeah, certainly, I think anybody coming up on DS106, if they just sort of fall into the middle of a stream of blog posts and tweets and images and audio and video, it can seem a bit opaque or a bit murky. And what does make it, I presume, I think, is the community. There's an awful lot, awful lot in that. And you kind of compared this to like an oral tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's this conversation that is impenetrable to others. And I think hopefully over the 106 weeks, or not many to go now, there's only 104 to go now, we can kind of maybe help with that, help mm-hmm. with explaining, maybe not clarifying, but just explaining that there's different ways to get into DS106, and it's very worthwhile. And so just the other week I was talking to somebody about it, and they know that I've been doing DS106 for a fair amount of time, and it probably takes up a reasonable amount of, say, my Twitter stream is DS106 related. And he said, "Are you still getting something out of DS106?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yeah, you know." And it's just what? And I said, "Well, I think it's the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other people involved. It's the interaction more than anything else."
Which, of course, is kind of what's, you know, what's in my mind when I think about the kind of bigger picture. You know, we do use a lot of the kind of the tools of digital storytelling, but there is that sort of other, that bigger picture about how we relate to each other, how we relate to the open web, how you develop your sense of, you know, identity online, all the issues around, you know, privacy and, you know, public personas, all of these things, which, of course, you know, can be huge learning, which happens beyond the art or artifacts that one creates. And it is interesting to me, you know, when we think about, as you say, when you suddenly come in the middle of something. I remember you saying when, you know, if you've been away for a couple of days, you come in and there is all these different conversations going on. It's not just new people, but even those of us who are part of it, if we are not part of it in an ongoing way, sometimes it can feel overwhelming, I think. But what's nice is that people will always do their very best to include you in anything that's going on and explain if you don't understand, which is lovely.
Yeah, certainly. And we'll be talking more about glitching next week, when we're going to be thinking a wee bit more about it, and again with views from Seth on this idea about how you want to be seen online and things like that. But we're hitting the 15 minute mark, so is there anything else you want to mention before we play out?
just to say thank you to everybody who did a little bumper for us, and to just reinforce what you said. You know, it's never too late. So you could, you know, at any point, if you feel like doing a bumper, a commercial, or anything for us to help us along, everything would be gratefully received.
Yep. And I don't know, can you remember who there's a bumper here, which I've just called, didn't have a name, I don't think, I've just called it Bump Bump.
Yes, Chris B. I don't know exactly who she is. I've seen her on Flickr, and she does a lot of daily creates. I think that one is hers.
So thank you for this, Chris, and we'll play that out, and then we'll go back and run, because it's quite short. We'll cut out in about 30 seconds or so after Mariana's bumper. So here's Chris's, and then straight into Mariana.
Bump, bump, bump. DS106 Radio.
DS106 Radio. For life. For life. For life.
Think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, loving, loving.
DS106 good spell in 106 bullets.
DS106 radio for life.